Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, on this Monday morning, Community Foundation of St. Clair County is making a space and maybe soon to be a series of spaces available for food entrepreneurs in the Blue Water area. It's actually at the former Atrium Cafe. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about how this is all going to work is a local food entrepreneur herself, Daisha Woodley. Daisha, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I want to talk about how this all came about, but let's just start with like the problem that's being solved. We've got so many food trucks and caterers and delivery services, some of which have just popped up in the last year that need space to work. Is that right?
That is correct. There's quite a few of them that are out there, and they hit the roadblock of having a licensed kitchen to provide services to better their businesses. There's only so many things you can do from home.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the need was there for a space, and the Community Foundation has helped make this all come together. Explain what's happening with this community kitchen.
Right now, we're still in the process of closing. And what's going to happen is there's going to be spaces available for rent where you can come in, and it'll be per hour base. We have all the commercial equipment that will be needed. There's going to be storage space. There's going to be freezer space. Then they'll also be able to eventually rent out the entire area. So if they wanted to have a benefit time for their business, they can do so, where they'll be able to serve them on the restaurant side as well as prepare their products in the kitchen at the same time.
What a great idea. This is all going to be at the former Atrium Cafe. I think everybody knows where that is on Military Street. It's been closed really since the pandemic, and so this is just going to provide a really nice space for those businesses, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's going to be really nice. The Atrium is going to be like our home kitchen, and we do help to gather others to join our network once they see how it all operates. The goal is to have many kitchens that operate under the Thumb Coast Kitchens here in St. Clair County.
Thumb Coast Kitchen, I love the name. Tell us more about what Thumb Coast Kitchens is going to become.
Thumb Coast Kitchen is going to become a network of community kitchens, of shared kitchen space. We do have Grace, who was on board with us, Grace Episcopal Church here in Port Huron. They are going to be a branch of the Thumb Coast Kitchen. So it is going to be a group of kitchens that will all join into one network.
This is just such a win-win. I mean, it takes a space that was not being utilized, puts a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. And I would think, Daisha, that this might actually spur other people to start businesses. Maybe people that were thinking about it, but the obstacle was they didn't have a kitchen, and now they've got access to one.
Absolutely. There are going to be a lot of people who they just have the thought, like you said, they thought about it, they wanted to do it, never had the opportunity presented to them to be able to utilize their skills in a legitimate base. There's people who cook at home all the time, and that's as far as they can go because they're not in a licensed kitchen. They don't have the proper licensing and things of that nature. So there will be some things that has to be in place. You're going to have certain licenses and approved by the state and things like that. So it won't be available just for anybody to come in, but once they cross the threshold of having everything that's required by the state, they will be able to utilize our kitchen. So there is a process that you have to go through before you're able to get to that point.
Daisha, tell us about your business and how you started it and how a community kitchen would help a business like yours.
I have Delicious Drinks and Treats here in Port Huron, which I started in the midst of the pandemic. I do all type of different treats, and I do cakes, cupcakes. I do the cheesecake taco, peach cobbler egg rolls, things like that. So I have a little fun with my creations. This helps me because I know firsthand there's a need for this. I have a food trailer that I've been trying to get going, and the roadblock that I'm at is I don't have a cooking space. So I'm still working from home because there's no community kitchen or a commissary for me to use to be able to further my business. So it keeps me in a little shell where of what I can serve and what I can't serve. Like, there's a lot of things that I want to offer, but due to the legalization of things, I can't offer from home. You know, there's only certain things that you can make from home and offer to the public. So being a part of this, opening up this community kitchen, will also allow me to further my business and get more products out to my customers and whatnot.
If there's somebody listening that feels like they might have either an existing business or a business they want to start that would benefit from this, how do they go about securing time and space at the community kitchen?
So this will all be done through the Food Corridor, which is the platform that we'll be using. Once you go on to thefoodcorridor.com, there's an option there where it's going to ask you to set up an account, and you'll just choose the account that's going to be for looking to rent a kitchen space. And once you get that set up, you get all of your documents uploaded. It will notify me that I have someone looking to board our kitchen. I will go through and make sure that everything, all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and everything's in place. I'll accept you. And from that point, everything will be done through that food corridor. You'll be able to book your kitchen time. If there's a certain piece of equipment that you want to use, you'll be able to do all that right through the food corridor software.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Well, good luck with this. I don't even need to wish luck, because this is, I think, going to just solve a lot of problems for a lot of people. And, you know, as consumers, we'll look forward to seeing even more food options, I think, here in the area.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we look forward to doing this for the community. It's going to be good.
That's exciting stuff. Dacia, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.